Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Grayson Grunhafer, Sikkim365.com. And I know that I said that we're going to talk Baylor football, which we will in a second. But Grayson, the big story here is that Scott Drew is going nowhere, although it was a very dicey 2 or 3 days of him considering it. His family went up there and looked around. There was a lot that went into it, but this is good news in a lot of regards for Baylor, because one, he's going to be at Baylor, and two, I think this pretty much solidifies that the only place he's ever going to be is at Baylor now that he's turned Kentucky down, which is great going forward for however long he is here before he retires.
Correct, and I think it's a really interesting situation, because I think if you look around and you just kind of look at the jobs that could have come available, the Kentucky one seemed like the one that would be the most tempting, I think, for Scott Drew. And a big part of that is, you know, Duke and North Carolina, they just don't hire outside of their program. You know, it's kind of become a normal thing for them. They're going to hire from within. And, you know, they got coaches in place now. And, of course, Kansas does as well. And then you look around, and it's like UConn's got their guy, but Kentucky seems like the program, you know, that goes out and really does an extensive search and tries to hire, you know, the best available coach possible. You know, they kind of ended up with a little bit of a dud, in my opinion, as far as what the fans think, even though I think Mark Pope's a good coach. It just was very interesting to see, you know, Scott Drew turn that down. And I mean, I think it became pretty apparent that he was going to stay at Baylor kind of the night before the decision was made. I know Ashley Hodge was completely on top of that the whole way. And it never turned into he's for sure going to Kentucky. But when the family's going up there to look at Kentucky, when you're having conversations with Kentucky, I mean, it's clear that there was interest there and a decision that had to be made. But ultimately, you know, I think the lifestyle, what he's built at Baylor and what his family's built at Baylor at the end of the day is the reason that he stayed.
Yeah, Grayson, I think that, I don't know, like, I don't know how long it'll last, but at least for the next year or two, he can go and tell recruits, look, Louisville and Kentucky came after me in the same 2 weeks, and I told both of them no. So.
Yeah. And I mean, he did that. I mean, he's been able to say that a few times because this is not the first time a school's come after him. I think Indiana was looking at him a few years ago. Of course, everyone highlights the Memphis one after John Calipari left as well. So he's had chances to leave Baylor, but at the end of the day, I mean, look at what he's built in Waco. And I think that's a big reason why, you know, he's stayed loyal to the, you know, not just the fan base, but to the school and just to what he's built there. I think that legacy is definitely cemented. And I think it's one of those legacies that we're going to continue to see build now.
So now that basketball is solved and we don't have to panic about that anymore, football becomes a focus as we are 8 days away from the spring game. And Grayson, what will you have your eye on next week when it comes to the spring game? Because they are so hard to discern about, really, especially since they're not going to do any kind of traditional format. But what will you have your eye on when you're watching that?
Well, I mean, there's a couple areas, but I think all eyes are going to be on the quarterback position. And, you know, for obvious reasons, I think the first reason being that Dave Aranda has pretty much made the decision after spring ball pretty much every year. And so, you know, going into this spring game coming up in a week, I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, Sora Robertson is pushing Daquan Finn far more than I think anyone anticipated. And I think when you bring in a guy of that caliber from the transfer portal, I think it's probably pretty surprising to the staff as well that this has been such a battle. And I do think that it's more because of the growth that Sora Robertson has shown and just how comfortable he is in this offense, because it's much more similar to what he was running at Mississippi State as opposed to what Baylor ran a year ago. So I think that's going to be fascinating, you know, to see if coming off that spring game, if one of them, I think in general, if Daquan Finn comes out and has an amazing performance, I could see them just going ahead and making that decision right then and there. If they think that Sora Robertson has the leg up after the spring game, I do not see them making that decision immediately, if that makes sense. I don't think you bring in a transfer like that and then make a decision during spring ball days not starting. I think you're going to want to see more. So very curious about all of that and very curious to see, you know, how it shakes out and see how both play, because I think when you turn the lights on and actually roll the ball out there, I do think there are some things that Daquan Finn can do that are very electric and very different. And that's no slight against Sora Robertson, who's been very consistent this spring. It's just that running ability of Finn is going to be very intriguing to watch. Outside of that, you know, I'm very curious to see the offensive line versus the defensive line. Last year, I felt like the defensive line really dominated all spring against the offensive line, and it really turned out to just be that the offensive line was terrible. And so, you know, you put that together, and then you realize, oh, wow, the defensive line wasn't good either by the time the season started. So I'm curious if this year we see a little more flash plays by the defensive line or the offensive line, a little more explosiveness, whether that's in the run game or getting after the quarterback. I'm just curious to see that battle and see which group has the edge, because so far during spring ball, I feel like it's leaning still towards the defensive line. But with Kurt Daneker back, I'm curious if maybe the offensive line takes a step forward.
Do you think that the five spots are fairly solidified given how much they've used the transfer portal for that?
On the offensive line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, for me, I feel like it's fairly obvious. I think you maybe have one position up for grabs, and that one position is probably right tackle. Just because I think Campbell Barrington is going to be the guy there, and I think he should be the guy there. But Caden Soracki had good moments last year, so I'm curious if that battle goes any further. And then, of course, you also have Gavin Byers, who's played a lot of snaps. I think he's more of a rotational guy than a starter. I think he's a quality veteran, but I don't think that he's going to take a starting role from Kurt Daneker or Omar Egbedian. And then I think Colton Price is pretty solidified at center and Alvin Abasoli at left tackle. So it's really right tackle is the one that I think has the most competition currently.
Recruiting-wise, what's in the offing here in the next couple weeks?
You know, they actually have quite a few visitors coming up this upcoming weekend. You're going to have guys who are committed visiting. And so I think that's kind of where, you know, kind of most of the intrigue is coming from. A lot of guys who are going to be taking official visits will be visiting over the next couple weeks, including for the spring game. I think it's just about visits, getting guys on campus. I will mention, I think there's a little bit of momentum right now for a really good prospect in South Oak Cliff linebacker Jaden Shelton. There's some momentum there on Baylor's side, and he's a guy who would be a heck of addition to this class. He's a guy who's had a lot of interest in Baylor for a while now. He visited last weekend for the scrimmage, and just is a guy who is an absolute playmaker and would be a really nice get for the Baylor staff. I mean, you look at his offer list: Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Texas A&M. So a lot of really good offers, and a guy that I think Baylor is currently trending for, and one that would be a huge pickup at a position of need at that linebacker spot.
Grayson Grundhafer, Sikkim365.com. Grayson, enjoy the weekend now that we're not going to have to think about a basketball search.
Thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
Grayson Grundhafer, Sikkim365.com.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.